From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Lawmakers are back in Tallahassee today for the special session. The two chambers will try and hash out a budget, and they will have to find a compromise on healthcare spending. They'll have 3 weeks to work out a deal for a budget that starts July 1st. According to William Wendy March, who covered the regular session for the Associated Press, the alternative would essentially be a shutdown of state government.
But everybody involved, the Republican leadership in the House, the Republican leadership in the Senate, and the Republican governor, all of those parties are keenly aware that a government shutdown would be politically disastrous.
The Florida House and Senate still appear to be miles apart when it comes to health care spending. The Senate has proposed an extension of health care to about 800,000 Floridians under the federal health law, but House leadership has said it wants no part of Medicaid expansion. Tune in later this morning at 9 for the Sunshine Economy and a closer look at today's special session. With boating season underway, authorities are reminding Floridians that the state is consistently among the top states for boating accidents and fatalities. More than 600 accidents killed 73 people last year, according to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. FWC spokesman Seth Wagner says nearly one-third of the deaths occurred when someone fell overboard.
Falls overboard is always our leading fatality factor. Simply just wearing your life jacket. There's so many new ones out there that are much more comfortable to wear. The prices have definitely come down as more manufacturers have stepped into it.
Wagner says more than 80% of boaters in fatal accidents had no formal boating safety training. The FWC issued nearly 40,000 boating safety education ID cards last year. Florida leads the nation with about 900,000 registered boats. And the Miami Marlins missed a chance to sweep New York, losing to the Mets 4-3 yesterday. The Marlins returned to South Florida to start a series against the Chicago Cubs tonight. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.